From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. The Islamic State group has released a photo of a bomb it says was used to bring down a Russian passenger plane in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last month, killing all 224 people on board. The picture was published in the latest issue of the extremist group's English language magazine with the caption, "Exclusive, image of the IED used to bring down the Russian airliner." The picture showed a yellow can of Schweppes Gold Soda and what appeared to be other bomb components. Russia's FSB security service said Tuesday that a bomb brought down the plane. Meanwhile, Egypt says it's still investigating the cause of the crash. At least two people are dead and seven others have been detained in an anti-terrorist operation in northern Paris linked to last week's attacks around the French capital. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports.
The dead include a woman who set off her explosives vest during the seven-hour standoff with police early Wednesday in the suburb of Saint-Denis. Another seven people were detained during the raid that targeted an apartment in the central part of town.
Dans le cadre de cette enquête, nous avons il y a beaucoup de travail qui a été effectué.
Following the operation, Paris prosecutor François Moulins confirmed it targeted Belgian jihadist Abdelhamid Abaoud, the suspected mastermind of last week's attacks that killed 129 people. Meanwhile, the search continues for suspects and accomplices linked to the Paris attacks. Another key suspect, Brussels-born Salah Abdeslam, may still be on the loose. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
You can read more on that story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerian police say two women suicide bombers blew themselves up at the entrance of a busy market in Nigeria's second city of Kano, killing themselves and three other people. The death toll could be higher. Witnesses who spoke on condition of anonymity for fear of repercussions say they counted at least 20 bodies. Wednesday's twin bombings come the day after a night attack by a suicide bomber killed 34 people and wounded 80 in the northeastern city of Yola. Nigeria's leader has ordered the arrest of the former president's national security advisor for allegedly stealing billions of dollars meant to buy weapons to fight Boko Haram, Islamic extremists rampaging across northeast Nigeria. Thousands of needless Nigerian deaths would have been avoided if the money had been properly spent. That's according to an advisor to President Muhammadu Buhari in a statement Tuesday night. The order follows an interim report by a presidential committee that uncovered fraudulent and fictitious arms contract amounting to $5.4 billion. The New York-based Human Rights Watch alleges police abuses against Afghan refugees in Pakistan have skyrocketed during the past year. The Human Rights Watch report calls for Pakistan to act decisively to end what the rights group terms the rampant police harassment. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
Human Rights Watch describes the situation for Afghans residing in Pakistan as increasingly precarious. The International Rights Defender says it based its findings on interviews with refugee families, including those who had returned to Afghanistan. The report says hostility toward the Afghan community is not new in Pakistan, but increased dramatically after last December's militant attack on a school in Peshawar that killed 145 people, mostly children. It says since then, Pakistani police have carried out raids on Afghan settlements, detained, harassed, and beaten Afghan men, extorted bribes, and demolished homes. There was no immediate comment from the Pakistani government about the HRW report. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The United Nations says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will not be traveling to North Korea next week, despite media reports saying otherwise. In a statement Wednesday, a UN spokesman said the UN chief will be in New York for most of the week before heading to Malta for the Commonwealth Summit. From there, Mr. Ban travels to Paris to attend a global climate change talks. Turkish security forces killed a suspected Islamic State militant and detained 21 others while they were trying to illegally cross the border from Syria into Turkey. The incident took place Tuesday in Kilis province in southern Turkey. I'm Francis Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.